The town's fourth largest employer goes into the summer break with just about all of its employees under new contract language. The district and Petersburg's 50 certificated teachers agreed to a new three-year pact a year ago, but wanted further negotiations this year over possible salary increases and health insurance reductions. The two sides say the rising cost of health care was a big part of this year's talks. In a radio call-in show this week, Superintendent Rob Thomason said the district needed to address its finances.
So we were facing some significant deficits in terms of our declining enrollment and rising insurance expenses, and everybody in the district stepped up to the plate and has really helped plug that hole.
Administrators expected an increase as big as $100,000 to pay for the old Aetna health insurance coverage for employees. Instead, both the teachers' union and a separate bargaining unit of support personnel will be switching to a cheaper Aetna plan. It could mean a combined savings for employees in the district of $200,000 a year compared to the old plan. High school math teacher Bev Sirks is president of the Associated Teachers of Petersburg.
The district and the association opted to go to a different policy, which was an overall savings for both the district and the members themselves. Raised our deductible to $500 and $2,000 out of pocket, which is kind of the standard nowadays anyway. Trying to do some cost savings here and there for everybody involved. So that was the big one. You know, we know that with the way the health insurance is going right now, it just keeps going up. So we needed to figure out some way to make things to work right.
The new contract language gives the teachers small salary increases this coming school year and the next, on top of a 2% increase agreed upon under last year's contract. Sirks said the teachers were happy about those raises.
And it makes the district more attractable. When you can raise the base a little bit, it makes the district more attractable for, hiring people when the district needs to hire also. So, it's a plus for both sides in that respect also.
Likewise, the district's support personnel will be seeing wage hikes over their three-year contract. Superintendent Thomason explained the increases.
I wouldn't say they were necessarily concessions. They are due to people who really work hard. The teachers have a 1% salary increase the first year and a 1.5% the second year. Classified have a 2% each of the next 3 years. And sometimes people say, well, why 1% versus 2%? And it's like apples and oranges. They're both starting at different places. It's like Chevy or Ford, which is better. So it's appropriate and fair for both groups and fair for the district.
The district's support personnel includes 35 people who work as secretaries, teachers' aides, as well as food service and custodial staff. Irene Littleton is president of that bargaining unit and said the negotiations went smoothly. She said the district was willing to work with employees at the bargaining table. And school board president Gene Ellis was one of two board representatives in negotiations and called the final product a win-win situation.
Well, I thought negotiations actually went very smoothly. It was a real pleasure to be working with Rob.
The support personnel contract runs through June of 2013, while the teacher's agreement lasts until June of 2012. The school board approved those collective bargaining agreements during a meeting late last month. Meanwhile, the board this past Tuesday also approved individual contracts with 8 employees not covered by the union agreements, including the district's 3 principals. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.